and welcome to a Bonnie Tyler episode of The Grid.
I don't have my glasses yet.
Well,
that's why I have these. I just put these on.
So if I look into these off though, because I can't.
Okay,
see
I'll take mine off too. If I look into the sun with these, I'll burn up and die.
There it is. So we're here.
This is another episode where Scott is on the road. So Scott's over in San Fran.
It's a takeover.
Yeah, it's a takeover. So we're talking about the eclipse this week.
We are.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
There we go. It's eclipse.
Oh, yeah, that's the eclipse drinking game that we're playing.
So grab your coffee, your water, your tea.
So, but before we get started on the eclipse,
yes,
we do have to have some announcements because, you know, that's what we do here.
Yep.
But, yeah, so Scott's in San Francisco.
He is.
And then, and we didn't even introduce each other. So,
okay.
You know, you've got the iPhonographer of the century here.
Oh, my goodness.
Khalid Brookhelby.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, and then me, I'm just the guy here.
No. No, aren't you like Eric the Great?
No.
No,
far from it.
No, that's what we're going to call you, okay. Eric the Great.
Eric the, anyways, we got some people here. Look, we got Peter from London, or is it, it's Piotr.
Piotr.
Piotr from London.
Hello, Piotr, and thank you for showing
up. Fran's here. So we got
and hi,
we got
Fran. A little,
and then Clinton's here, and look at Cheeky
Yay,
Nando's here.
Clinton.
So we do, I would start out with saying that.
Is it Cheeky or Cheeky?
Cheeky.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Cheeky.
All right.
I would say, you know, that this is a episode about the eclipse, and I understand that is mainly, it's pretty much all happening in the United States. However, eclipses happen every year, so this does apply. It's just sometimes they're usually happening over an ocean, so you don't know about them. But, so I had to get that out of the way because I know we have a lot of people in Europe that, you know, tune in. And they're now, if you missed the last one in Europe, it was in 1999. So where have you been? You know,
they were partying.
Yeah, they were partying like it's. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got that one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there was a Jen earlier. I was telling her this is going to be a Bonnie Tyler
episode.
Not
everybody gets all of the
jokes.
And
she was like, I have no idea what you mean.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So now Scott has Seattle coming up. On Friday, he's going to be in Seattle, and then he's going to be where else? Denver, Houston, and Arlington.
Is he ever going to be home?
I know, right? They're adding more all the time.
What's up with that?
Like, why do you let them do this?
Let's have a show about that.
Yeah, sounds like a new topic. So the other thing we have is Photoshop World 2018. The registration opened.
Now that is exciting.
Yeah, that is really exciting. Mm-hmm. We were having a meeting just a little while ago talking about all the cool stuff that we're going to have for that. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're adding a lot of cool stuff. So that's open. That new Kelby One app is really, it's coming along. It's really, now it's on Android and iOS.
Yeah.
We're fixing, you know, little things that come up here and there, but overall, there's been a lot of good reception to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been working on some things that come up from people's devices, but overall, it's a really great experience for people. You can do a lot more with being able to view all the things that you'd normally view on the website through the app, which is really cool. And the web team here did an awesome job.
Oh, yeah, they have special chairs now. They're being carried around and stuff like that. So it's awesome.
And then one thing, the community, we've started these new member challenges in the Kelby One community, which has been really cool. We were just in there, and I just told you about that we were doing we had a retouching challenge for the community, and that was really neat. I know Jen and Juan were in the voting as well in there, and it was really cool to see.
Uh-oh.
Well, it was really cool to see, wasn't it?
It was
like all the different ways that you can retouch the same image and how I learned a lot because there's stuff that, because I actually, my lunch the other day, I retouched the image just the way I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to see where you didn't see certain things and where other people saw certain things and how they retouched certain things, but you didn't retouch certain things. It was a really cool exercise. So I'm really excited to see where that goes with the whole challenges.
Well, that's probably one of the ways that it's one of those really concrete sort of ways where you can tell how people really see differently.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh yeah. And that's what's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like
so,
that.
So, And then the other big one going on right now, the photo walk. The registration's open for walkers and for leaders. We have almost 5,000 walkers already.
Can I just say this, mm-hmm. though? That zombie show has killed the term walkers.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even hear it now. True. I can't even hear it now without thinking about that.
People walking.
We almost have to name it. We almost have to call them something else.
Yeah, what do we call them?
People
photographers
who, will walk.
Who are walking.
Photographers who
and
are
a photo walk.
That's terrible.
And then we have the leaders. We have over 500 cities right now, which is we've really there's a lot of cities, and we have more cities mm-hmm. coming online every day.
Yep.
If you don't find a city in your area, think about leading a walk. You know, register right. and lead a walk.
And you know what? I think people are a little intimidated to lead those walks, but it's mm-hmm. it's such an easy thing to do, because we were just talking to someone the other day, and she's like, you know, I really want to do it, but, you know, I'm not a great photographer and this and that. And it's really not about that. You know, mm-hmm. you don't have to instruct anybody. You don't have to tell someone how to operate their camera. You know, you're not going to have to fix anybody's camera. You're not going to have to do any, you know, it's just about being able to get a group of people together and kind of know your area where you live or that sort of thing, and be able to get people to, you know, kind of want to be together and show them how to get through an area, and then sit down and have lunch with them and talk.
Yeah,
I've done it before.
Led a walk. Yeah. Yeah, it's really it's fun because.
Well, then what
you
kind
know,
of experience was it for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was really like very similar to mm-hmm. what you're talking about. I mean, I did have it where I offered up in the beginning if anybody had any questions to come up to me, because I was shooting, but I wasn't like actively shooting. I was more like there as kind of the guide, right? Or like the, you know, path through it. And it was really, I mean, I loved it, you know.
Well, it's such a social event.
Yeah.
There's probably not as much shooting as people think, honestly. I mean, you are shooting, you're walking around and taking pictures, but there's so
but
much
you're right,
talking
you're talking with people all the time and making friends, and mm-hmm, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the big news on the photo walk front is we've already raised we're pushing $5,000 on the Springs of Hope. Yeah, so that's really cool. So if you are going on the photo walk, all we ask is that, you know, if you want to support Springs of Hope, it's the orphanage that over in Kenya that we every year support with the photo walk, mm-hmm. that, you know, just give a dollar or give anything that you want to it. And I looked at it and it's approaching 5,000. So that's really cool. Yeah. So we will have giveaways at the end of the show. I think we have, let's see what we have here. We got this Lens Pro to go. Got to let Juan get the little, there you go, Lens Pro to go. Now, this is only good for U.S., so yes, again, Europe, sorry about that. But it's just because they can't ship internationally, you know, obviously. And then we've got the Platypod. We've got an Ultra here and a Max. And then we also have a new book from Moose Peterson.
Nice.
So this is a cool book, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
beautiful.
This is all about aviation photography. So it's mm-hmm. like, I got to hold this up for one. The Alpha to Zulu of aviation photography. So really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then we just have to remember to actually
give those away and actually have them enter, right?
Exactly.
So we were going to talk about the eclipse today.
Yep. Let's do it.
So. So where do we want to start? So a lot of people have been having questions. I know I've had a lot of questions about, you know, like, what, you know, what is, why is the eclipse so important? What is the eclipse? You know, all that stuff. And I think...
Well, you were just, you just over there at...
So I was at NASA. I was shooting a SpaceX launch. So I was over there.
So we all kind of hate you, but whatever. You know, go ahead. Tell us about it.
But... that was cool. That was really cool. It really was. I mean, I love that. And that rocket landing is just every time I see it, I'm still amazed. And it's still like, kind of like, I can't believe we do that. You know, like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were over there, and there's the, you know, obviously this is the big buzz around there, mm-hmm. is the eclipse and, you know, what it's going to entail. I mean, they're predicting this eclipse to be the most photographed one-day event in human history, just because the amount of people it's going to pass over mm-hmm. and the amount of cameras we have in the world.
Right.
You know, but with the eclipse, I think there's a lot of things that, you know, people are concerned about with the safety and with the glasses mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And it really is serious. I mean, it's something mm-hmm. that, you know, there you do have to take precaution. I mean, I think what I'd like, you know, people to understand is it's just like every day in our lives, you never want to look at the sun
right,
for long
but I think
periods of time.
I think the reason that they're talking about it so much and cautioning everyone so much is that, you know pretty much not to look at the sun every day, but this mm-hmm. is such an event and people want to look at it.
Yeah, they want to look at it, yeah.
Right,
exactly.
That they're going to stare at it, they're going to look at it, so they're trying to caution them more so... You know, because they're going to stand mm-hmm. there and stare at it. We're like, you're not at the beach standing there staring at the sun.
Yeah.
You know, so that's probably why so much caution.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's like Matt, yeah. the wombat Charnisky saying that he got a solar filter on Amazon and it got recalled because they couldn't verify the certificate. That's actually happening
that.
A lot,
yeah.
especially with the glasses,
uh-huh. yep.
Where the unfortunate thing about Amazon mm-hmm. is that... a lot of the vendors that were on there, you know, they didn't confirm, you know, there was mm-hmm. no check and balance there. So some of these glasses that people have, while they look like the other glasses, they're just not verified. So it is one thing, and NASA does have on their site, this is the best site I know to learn about this stuff is, it's eclipse2017.nasa.gov, and has all the information on it. And they have on there a whole, site on the glasses and stuff like that to tell you which vendors are reputable, which glasses meet the standard.
Yep.
There is an ISO standard to the glasses.
And so we do have a bunch of links that we're going to provide.
Yep.
And I don't know, maybe Meredith is going to, you know, put those up later on the show or whatever, because they even have a page just for smartphones, you know.
Yep.
And
yep.
so we'll put, there's, wow.
Yeah, when we get to the, yeah.
Meredith, she's so fast. But that's a great link. And that is just specifically for smartphones. A lot of information there. And we're going to talk about some of it today also.
Oh, absolutely.
But that was really helpful. And I was really kind of surprised that they had it. But if you think about it, most people are going to be out there, you know, because it's going to be the most photographed. The reason of that is because most people are going to be out there with their smartphones.
So, you do have to be very careful with
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, it's something you don't want to mess around with. And with most of the U.S. being covered with 75% of the... totality, at least 75% totality, there's going to be that strip that's going to get that totality where it's going to be
mm-hmm.
like total eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's the part that you'll actually be able to, at one point, for about a minute to a minute, or about 2 minutes
like
and
two
40
and a half
seconds.
Minutes in it.
The
about
longest
about
place
and
is 2 minutes and 40 seconds, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And in Carbondale, Illinois, I believe it is. That's the one that's going to get the longest period.
Okay.
But there, you know, that's when you can take your glasses off. You can take your filter off your camera. But any other time, you should be wearing glasses. You should be wearing some kind of protective eyewear if you're going to be staring or looking at the sun for long periods of time. I mean, it's just
yeah,
a smart thing.
Yeah, so we can't stress that enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you are going to be viewing, if you're going to be looking up there, make sure you have the protective eyewear. And then also, little side note, just make sure that you are looking down before you take
yeah.
them off, because you know we were just playing around with yeah. them and just made this discovery, and it sounds silly yeah. but you know
like
but if you're still
you're
looking
like,
up
oh.
and you take them off, then so just make sure that yeah. you know, and you tell the people that you're with, you know, don't take them off while you're still
yep.
looking. And that sounds silly, but you'll remember that.
And Larry just brought up, like, and mm-hmm. I can go over the, you know, we have some of these examples of stuff, but like, you know, for safety, Larry Becker is saying, I made my own pinhead camera, which you can do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of techniques to see the sun if you don't have protective eyewear, where you can still see the eclipse, see what it's doing, and still be safe.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's another thing that, you know, a lot of people don't know, because, you know, if you don't have protective eyewear or you don't have a filter for your camera at this point, you're probably not going to find it. I mean,
right.
there's pretty few and far between places that you can find it anymore. They've really been sold out a lot,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot been recalled.
Well, and if you're shooting with the iPhone, you don't really need that anymore.
Yeah, no, we'll get into that, because I think that there's a controversy there. But I agree
yeah.
with you that,
yeah.
you know, most of the time you don't.
I mean,
but there are
have
situations.
It if it makes you feel better.
Yes, yes, there are situations.
Yeah.
But so with the eclipses, you know, the one thing to remember, too, if you're not in America, that they happen almost every 1 to 2 years. So this is not something that if you see stuff that people are doing with the eclipse that you're like, I'm never going to get to do that. Like you can, there probably will be an area that's near you with, you're probably, you would have to travel usually, even if we wanted to go see it, we'd have to travel about what, 10 hours by car
right.
would be about the closest place to us right here, which we're still going to get like 88% coverage, but it's still 10 hours to get 100. That they come all over the place. So I was looking like next 2 years or 2019 and 2020 is going to be over South America and into Africa. Then Antarctica is going to be 2021, which that would be really bizarre to be in Antarctica
yeah.
in the summer when it's light out all the time to have that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then interesting in America too, if you aren't going to be able to see it now, there is another one coming in 2024. It's going to start through Mexico, up through South Texas, and go all the way to Maine. So there's going to be another one. I mean, it is a little while off, but
right.
2024 is not ridiculous.
But it's not like people think. It's not going to be 100 years from
well,
now. Maybe
I mean,
if you go
for
looking
us,
for
it's
it.
Been, what, in America, it's been almost 40
US.
Years
mm-hmm.
for since one on the mainland of the U.S. So
mm-hmm.
it's been a while. And then the one before that that actually covered this much was almost 100 years, 99 years ago.
Right.
So that's just something to keep in mind. Europe, you got to wait till 2026, 2027, or 2030 before it's going to get over there.
Wow.
But, I mean, it will come, you know. So how do you figure out if you are in the U.S. what your coverage is? And I would point everybody to the Eclipse site, eclipse2017.nasa.gov. There's an interactive map on there. I don't know if I could bring it up.
Or the space.com.
Or you can go to space.com, too, is another one.
And if you go to space.com, they have the Eclipse 2017. That's a link that you hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, right there. And that link, I already hit the link at space.com for what Meredith is showing you now.
Mm-hmm.
But that, there's tons of information there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
this,
another one.
This one on the, I don't know if she has my computer, but this
and
NASA
I guess, is
one.
There a way that we can provide all these links somewhere, like maybe in the feed there in the community?
Yeah, and we could do it in the description, too, that we
okay.
post. But, yeah, over on the NASA website, you can actually click on your area, and, like, I can see right there, you know, that spot, what the obscurity is going to be, when it's going to happen, all that stuff. So it's really cool how interactive you can get with it. So
mm-hmm.
It's definitely
wow.
one of those things. Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where I think they're not picking up the computer.
Oh, okay.
Let's go. Turn off AirPlay. I'll try it again. But anyway, you slice it, you know, you can do some cool stuff with that Eclipse site. So let's see what else.
So someone said, is it Stephanie? Is it Richer or Ricker? Does someone know? Anyway, she
Ricker,
says my
Richer?
Friend heard on the radio that 7 million people are planning to come to East Tennessee and the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, I've
Woo!
Heard that. You know, and actually, that's one of the things that. When I was in that briefing with NASA that they were talking about, that they are having concerns about the amount of traffic and the amount of people that are going to these rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that we, you know, it just might be one of those things where you're going to have a lot of traffic. If you're going there, make sure you go way ahead of time, like at least a day ahead, because
mm-hmm.
the interstates are going to be packed. The other thing is cell phone service and, you know, those type of services in those areas might be jammed because they were never built to have that many people using it.
Mm-hmm.
So just something to be cautious of if you are going to those areas, that you want to be patient. If, you know, that might be a concern, and they do have big concerns about, you know, if the safety of people. And
sure.
I know NASA's been working with the Department of Transportation, and all the agencies to make sure, and they actually have on their site a thing about like monitoring traffic and where people are going. You know, so it's going to be a big event. It's really going to be a big event, and there's going to be a lot of people going in those areas. So just be cautious, you know, mm-hmm. if you're in those areas. I mean, like Christine Jones is saying, 1 million people coming to Charleston, no hotels available. Wow. Like that's definitely. And then Stephanie's saying it's
thank you,
richer,
Stephanie. Like, thank you
for richer or poorer, you know. And then Stephen Peters is asking, hi, I read that you should only use a solar filter, not an ND filter. You are absolutely correct. You do not want to use an ND filter. It does not have the UV protection. So, and at the level that you need it. So you will burn up your camera. You will burn it. You got to think you're putting, especially, and that's where we could get into that whole, if you're shooting wide, there's a debate that you don't really need a filter. Now, if you're shooting, let me caveat that. If you're shooting wide and you're going to be pointing at the sun for a long time,
right.
put a UV filter on it.
Right.
Or put an actual solar filter on it. Not a UV filter, a solar filter. But if you're shooting wide and you're shooting, we shoot sun flares all the time, stuff like that. It's not going to hurt it for those split seconds. But if you're going to point it at it, especially if you're going to use a telephoto lens because you're putting a magnifying glass on the front of your camera, and what happens when you put magnifying glasses in front of the sun, it burns the ground.
Right. And if you're going to attach something like a telephoto lens, an auto clip, all the way up to a telescope, you can attach to your iPhone, you know, definitely you want to put some sort of filter on there. And you can, if you're, you know, you really want to be cautious, you can just take your glasses, don't take them off, and then you stare at the sun. But for an iPhone, you can just take the filter that's on there and you can
right
just
in
put it in front of your your lens if you really want to be cautious.
You know, you can just do that and just put it right in front
not,
of it.
It's not, you know, all that completely necessary to
no,
do that.
No, no. And Apple did release in... Jefferson Graham came out with an article the other day in USA Today, and Apple did release a statement that said, hey guys, if you're shooting with an iPhone, you're shooting wide, there's no need for us to buy some expensive solar filter.
Yeah. And I'm not recommending
anybody
do this, but I will just tell you, I shoot at the sun all the time with iPhone.
I do too.
Eclipse or not.
Because it's cool. You can see the rays.
Yeah,
and all that stuff.
I get all kinds of flare and everything else with it. So,
I mean, you can definitely. But again, it's whatever you're comfortable
whatever
with.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Like Mark Rodriguez is saying.
And if you want a filter, you can use this.
Mark Rodriguez is saying, I'm just going to squint my eyes. What's the worst that could happen?
Well, Mark.
Let us know.
I would not recommend that.
Yes, I wouldn't either.
Hello, Victoria. She says, hello, all. It's always nice to say hello to Victoria.
Piotr saying, Eric, no way. I have an eclipse tomorrow. Moose is coming to London, and I won't see any sun from 10:30 to 1:30. It's totality. Not like 3 minutes. That's funny.
And please tell Moose we said hello.
Cheeky Nando's makes a good point there of the one thing is, you know, if you're shooting the eclipse and you're in that totality path, especially he's saying, guys, more than getting a good shot, make sure you experience the event itself, which is a big
yes
thing.
And we're going to talk about that. I totally agree, and we're going to talk about that also.
And then Johan saying protection is important, of course. You have to wear glasses. What about the lenses on your Canon? Can it have influence on that too? Do you run perhaps an ND filter? Never an ND filter.
No.
If you're shooting it, it's got to be a solar filter, and you want to make sure it's a legit solar filter. Like we had that comment earlier from Matt the Wombat. Sometimes you buy the filter and then you find out later it wasn't reputable. And, you know, that can, I mean, you think about it, you want to make sure it is, because you're putting that in front of your camera and you could destroy your camera sensor.
Well, the same thing happened with the glasses. They had to take a lot of these back because they're, you know, there's a certain level that they need to be at and to protect your eyes. So,
well, hey, we need to take a break.
We do need to take a break.
Yeah, so we'll be.
You know how we know that? Because it says so.
Break.
Because Jen put it right up there.
Exactly. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to go into. Next segment, we'll go into running down the DSLR shooting and then the iPhone shooting.
Yep.
And then we'll go to that last topic of kind of, you know, thinking outside that box.
Yeah, we got all some good things about that. Lots of fun stuff.
All right, see ya.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Calibra Kelby. Is it possible to capture beautiful and captivating images with just your iPhone? Images that look like they were taken with a high-end pro camera? As an artist and iPhone photographer, I absolutely believe you can. And not only that, I want to show you how. Come with me on this journey to learn how to really unlock the power of your iPhone's camera. How to compose and create gorgeous photographs. Plus, you'll learn my favorite post-processing techniques with some apps you're going to fall in love with. Join me and Larry Becker for my new class, You Shot That With Your iPhone? Exclusively on KelbyOne.com.
Hi, I'm Victor Fayesh, and I'm so excited to tell you about my new class on retouching. In this class, I'm going to introduce you to something we use in the industry called false color. And also, I'm going to break down retouching into its essential elements. I strongly believe that this is going to give you a proper foundation that you can build upon. So come and check out my class exclusively on KelbyOne.com.
Hey folks, Christy from SharkPixel here, and I'm thrilled to be bringing you a brand new class all on retouching wedding images. You're gonna learn things like how to remove that terrible strapless dress issue that so many brides have. We're gonna be removing specific elements from images. I'm gonna teach you how to remove hard elements from an image and easier elements from an image. And then at the end, we're gonna take care of those terrible tan lines and sunburns. So check out my new class only on KelbyOne.com.
That's funny. Juan always the jokester over here. So we're back.
We're back.
Talking about the eclipse.
Yep.
And tips for it. So we wanted to get into some tips for DSLR and for iPhone.
Yep.
So a good resource for this, Terry White did a good article
yes.
on how to photograph the eclipse. Mm-hmm. So he has that up there.
Meredith will put that.
Yeah,
they know their fastest lighting
there.
Later.
There you go. So Terry's got a cool article about it. And just kind of going through, some of the information, to recap, and then also just kind of like pointers about it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is if you are shooting the sun, like we talked about, you want to use at least solar film or screw-on or glass solar filter mm-hmm. if you're going to be using anything besides a wide angle or anything for a long period of time. ND filters will not work, and you also don't want to use a rear solar filter. Some people put filters on the back of their camera. You don't want to do that because you're going to be magnifying it through there, so you want to put it on the front. Mm-hmm. The other reason, too, is if you're in that totality, you want to be able to take off the filter during that totality,
right.
Because it's going to get really dark at that time.
It's scary.
The other thing is using live view. That's a big thing when you're shooting, and that's probably something you'll talk about with the iPhone as well. iPhone's only got live view, right? It's only you can see the live view, but mm-hmm. with the camera, you don't want to put your eye up to the viewfinder because you're going to be shooting the sun right into your eye. So use live view. Always use glasses when you're trying to, focus it in.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing with focusing is always start with focusing to affinity. Just go right to affinity. And then looking at starting with, something like F11 and keeping your ISO low, keeping your shutter speed, higher, and then adjusting your exposure based on that. You can go pretty much anywhere from there. A good tip that I have for people is if you're going to shoot the eclipse, start shooting the sun today. Start shooting the sun at what time it's going to be passing over you today so you can start getting the exposures for where you start. So that way you know where to start at least.
Yeah, that's the advice I would is go.
Same thing with the iPhone,
go
right?
Go to the place where you think you're going to be shooting from
yeah.
and start practicing that now.
Yeah, because you can practice mm-hmm. it with the sun full. It's only going to go darker from that point. So at least you got the good starting
but
point.
But I would also go at night.
Well, you could do
night.
That too, yeah.
I would also go at night and practice shooting the moon.
Yeah.
hey, shooting the moon, that's a yeah. saying, right?
Yeah.
But I would also go and practice doing it at night and shooting the moon, especially for people shooting with their iPhone. Because at night, when you're shooting the moon, and if you've ever tried this with your iPhone, you're definitely going to want to do this manually. You don't want to let your phone autofocus. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to, you know, you're going to want to make sure that you press and hold and do that autofocus, auto lock.
Yeah.
And
well, that's the other thing with DSLR. Yeah, you wanna be going into mm-hmm. manual modes. Mm-hmm. This is the point at which you're pointing it at a bright object. It's going to want to expose it differently.
Right.
So you've got to override those settings. Mm-hmm. And again, that's where manual focus, manual exposure. I would just pick an aperture and then expose for that aperture.
Yeah, and if you're not going to go into an app and do that manually, like, so if you're not shooting from like a different app, like you've downloaded some different app, like a lot of people will mm-hmm. do Lightroom or something like that. If you're just using the phone's app and you're going to click and hold and lock in that focus and exposure, when that comes up, you'll notice there's a little sun next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just lower that exposure.
Oh yeah.
By a little hair.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of by a hair. You want to lower the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to help a lot.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that's the same thing for DSLRs. It works the same way. Mm-hmm. We want to underexpose a little bit because mm-hmm. you're pointing it at a bright ball of light. You want as much detail as you can out of that. So underexposing it, and you actually, if you underexpose it, you can start seeing the sunspots that are mm-hmm. on the sun,
right?
Which is really cool. The other thing I would say to people is if you are in that totality area, mm-hmm. that there is a cool point. I've never seen this personally. I've seen it on video and I've seen it on pictures. I could bring up a picture of it. There is a point at which the sun will look like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it will
look. Yeah, unfortunately not for us here, right?
But no,
for some
no.
people.
But it will, yeah. So it'll look like this or it'll look like this. And that's actually because it's reached totality mm-hmm. and you're seeing the atmosphere of the sun, the corona of the sun. And it's the only time that you can really get that mm-hmm. is that, and like we talked about, mm-hmm. it's for 1 to 2 minutes that you're going to get this.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, it's going to be really dark. You're going to see this, the solar flares coming out. It's going to be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, you're going to see shots like this. You're going to see, like, that's actually a shot with somebody who shot from their smartphone in Africa. It was out of a plane in Africa.
Really?
And that's what, you know, it just looks weird because it's like the sun's up and mm-hmm. then there's like pictures like that.
So it's just, yep. Can you go back to that? So if that's kind of what you're seeing now, that would be really close if you're shooting with a camera phone. But you know, when you're going to get that sort of thing, you're going to want to focus on that brightest spot.
Yep.
And this is for someone maybe that's not used to shooting with their phone. They're not necessarily a photographer. If you're a photographer, I'm telling you something you already know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not and you're going to be using your phone, you're going to click and hold and lock your focus and your exposure on that brightest spot there.
And then lower it,
and
yeah.
then you're going to take that little sun that's next to that square where you locked it, and you're going to lower the exposure a little bit. And you'll know that that's worked because the black, the darkness around that bright is going to be really black.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not, if that's lightened up, then you know that it's not locked on. You've not done it right.
Yeah. And then there's other ones where people stitch the, basically they're stitching the different exposures of the sun throughout the.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. The eclipse, and then this is a big one that a lot of people don't do, which is really cool. Is actually getting pictures of people while they're viewing the eclipse, which is really kind of cool.
Neat.
Now yeah, that's a partial eclipse. I mean, that's kind of what we're gonna see.
Right.
We're gonna see something
mm-hmm.
like that here in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, there's like the some multiple exposures, same thing there.
Mm-hmm.
This is if you're in one of those areas where you're at totality and you start seeing this, where you see these little glimmers around the edge, you know, okay, it's about to happen. Because what those are called is that's called Bailey's beads. And those are valleys in the moon where the light is just protruding through the valleys and it's right before it goes into totality. So that's the point at which you know, okay, get ready, I'm gonna take off my glasses soon and I'm gonna see those the sun rays. So once you start seeing that little sparkling on the edges. Same thing there. That's what it is, that's sparkling. And you can actually start seeing over here, like you start seeing those flares coming out. That's another one where, you know, that's, you know, putting perspective on, you know, what's going on. But anyways, those are some shots of just, you know, what people have done with the eclipse.
So a couple house cleaning things also for your iPhone, you know, just make sure, this sounds silly, make sure your lens is clean. Sounds silly.
Absolutely.
Wipe your lens off, take your sunglass thing and your cleaner and just wipe that off. Because that would be really tragic, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
If you pulled it out of your bag and you're trying to shoot the eclipse and it, you've just got a really gummy gummy lens. So wipe that off.
Yeah.
And make sure your flash is turned off. You don't want your flash to start going off right when you start to. So
especially when it's getting
manually
dark.
Turn
because
that
you're
off.
Also going to ruin the experience for other people.
Yeah,
if you
will.
Start using the flash when it's dark like that. I mean, you're going to ruin the experience, so don't be that guy.
No, because the other people around you might pounce on you.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure your flash is off, because trust me, the flash is not going to help you.
It's going to get
it's going to help
dark.
You get the eclipse.
If you're in that totality, it's going to get dark, and you using a flash is going to just disrupt everybody around you.
Yeah, and it's not going to help you.
You don't want to be that guy.
It's going to hurt you.
The one thing, too, a tip that I'd have, see, these tips, the iPhone tips and the DSLR tips, they both kind of merge, right?
Yeah.
Another thing that I would recommend for iPhone DSLR users is if you're going to point it at you can point your camera at the sun for a long time, make sure to shade your camera or shade your phone. You don't want overheating. You know how the iPhone sometimes you leave it out in the sun and it'll go, hey, I'm overheating, I got to shut down. So same thing with your camera. You just want to make sure that you're shading it from the sun so it's not overheating. And we already talked about practice.
But this is why it's good to practice this if you know where you're going to be. Like things like the flash, those are easy things to forget. And if you do go out there at night, like it will be when it does go into eclipse and your flash just kind of goes up, that's the kind of stuff that will help you remember that later. Turning that stuff off and all that. I'm just looking at Kathy Bates and says, yep, always use protection. Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. And then Johan's asking the difference between a UV filter and a solar filter. UV filter is really basic protection. Like that's just basically so you remove the ultraviolet rays that just happen in just from reflections and stuff like that. A solar filter's going to cut down. Like if I couldn't even show with these glasses, this is a solar filter. Like if there's something behind it. I mean, you can't even see it. I don't know if I can show it, but it's cutting down on the light the radiation that's being transmitted through there. And you put these on, it's kind of like a solar filter, I guess I put it like, it's like an ND filter in that it cuts down the light, but it's not cutting down the light as much as it is cutting down the radiation that's radiating from the sun, which is a 10,000 degrees Celsius ball of light that's shining down the
it's pretty
the
intense.
It's pretty
that's
intense.
What you're trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what did they measure? Like some of the solar flares or sun flares that come off what are they called? They measured those at like 1,000,000 degrees, some of them. Like
that's
it's
hot.
Crazy. Yeah, so it is. That's what it'll burn your eyes out. It really will.
So, are you listening, Mark Rodriguez?
It will burn your eyes out.
Do not squint at the sun.
Yeah, and look at Guy Jordan saying, burned a spot in my retina as a teen using an eyepiece sun filter on a small telescope.
Wow.
It had a crack and I looked in it. So, just a crack in that sun filter. So, that's why it's something you really have to be cautious about, you know, because it could hurt you, you know. What other tips did you have for iPhone?
Well, the other thing is once you have captured the image, is just know that for an iPhone image, you know, it is not going to be as big as it appears. You know, it's gonna be a smaller image than, you know, you probably want. But also, you're going to have to take this into an app afterwards, you know, for sharpness, for contrast, you know, to brighten up. Just know that you are going to have to do that afterwards. You know, so just do that. There's just not a whole lot that that you really do need to do. If you want something like an Olo clip, or I mean, there, really the range is you could put an Olo clip to a telescope on there. I mean, you can do that if you want to do that.
Right.
You know, just make sure that you're paying attention to the autofocus and the exposure thing that I was telling you. I mean, you can, if you're not using anything else, you can, you know, if you're not using like a telescope or an Olo clip or something like that, and you're really uncomfortable with not having anything, it's as simple as using this kind of filter over that. You can do that.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. I know even with the iPhone, once you do put some kind of magnification on the front, like an Olo clip or something like
that changes
you
it.
Do want a filter at that point.
Right.
And again, you do want a filter if you're going to point it at the sun for a long time. You know.
Yep. Turn your flash off. If you can, I would go out to where you're going to be and practice.
Yeah.
And I would do it at night also.
Yeah, you can definitely. I mean, well, it's better to do it at night because you're not, you know, out in the beaten sun. At least here in Florida, where it's like 95 degrees yesterday. So
wear your protective eyewear, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, Dalton's asking, can you clarify, an ND-16 is no-go. It doesn't protect. Like, if you're going to do a shot or two here or there, but if you're going to point it at the sun for more than a couple shots real quick, like, you could damage your sensor. You will damage your sensor over time just because you're have a big magnifying glass. And even though that ND is there, it's not cutting down on the transmission. It does cut down, but it doesn't cut down enough. So, but I think we have, so that's where we wanted to get into the next thing, where we wanted to talk about kind of creative ways outside of, you know, just shooting the eclipse, like like the straight on, like normal stuff that
we're
talking about.
One last thing though is, unless you are a human tripod like me.
Oh yes.
You do want to take probably a tripod or something.
Absolutely, that's a great thing. DSLR, iPhone, anything. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be shooting the sun, especially if you're doing any time lapse, stitching, long exposures, you want to use a tripod. You probably want to use some kind of Wi-Fi trigger, cable release, something that's going to keep that thing steady, because you don't want to have any influence into the
So, and you do. You want to keep it as still as you can. So, if you want to use the, you know, if you want to use the little trick with your earbuds, you know, to do that, to trigger it with your earbuds, you can do that trick.
Absolutely.
You know, that kind of stuff. Anything to keep the camera really still.
This stuff is the same stuff we do with the DSLR. I'm telling you, there's no difference with the iPhone and the DSLR. it's a camera. I mean, that's what, it's a full-blown camera. In fact,
it is for me.
The some of my favorite shots I got from this weekend were from my iPhone. Actually, my favorite shot is from my iPhone.
Really?
So there you go. I had a 5DS. A 50 megapixel camera, and then I had the iPhone, and my favorite shots from the iPhone.
Well, I mean, and it's like everything else. It has the things where it shines, and it has its limitations. Certainly something like an event like this will be where you'll see its limitations.
Oh, yeah, you'll definitely see its limitations, especially in that low light. That's sensor size at that point, low light.
Well, and it's not so much the low light, because you'll be able to get a really good shot in this low light. If you do the things that I was telling you, but it's the telephoto thing. If you're not going to put a special attachment on there, if you're not going to put a lens like that,
won't get it close. Those telephoto.
But if
ones
you use
that,
a special,
really cool.
Yeah, if you get a big lens on there, which I can't be bothered to do that.
Yeah,
so.
Me neither. I'm not carrying around that.
I'm not going to do that. But and now I have the 7 Plus, so I will do the the two times. I'll get as close as I can, but.
So we do need to take another break. But before we go to break, I do want to mention new Kelby One classes. So we have a new class this week from Dave Cross on mastering layers.
Awesome.
So he did a basic techniques, and this class is advanced techniques. And then the other thing that we have Moose coming with a class next week. And yeah. So when we come back, we'll talk about those other creative things that you can do with the eclipse. If it's something where hey, I can't find some filters, or I don't have, you know, the time to get some glasses or something like that, you know?
Well, I got glasses. Boy, do I have glasses.
Yeah. And Terry White saying, yeah, Terry White comment about the tripod. Yeah, you absolutely want to use a tripod.
And I think that it doesn't matter what camera you use. Yeah. You know, you want a tripod. Now, with the luckily with the iPhone, you know, you don't have to have quite as big a tripod as you might with one of your big cameras. But
and Cindy's asking about welder's glasses. Actually, these are very similar to welder's glasses. I've worn welder's glasses before. It acts like a welder's glasses. I don't know, though. I don't know if welder's glasses are rated at that type of protection.
I am going to go out on a limb here and say that it is probably not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not actually, they're not good enough. But there is, and the sites that we gave you, there is a level, there's a number that it has to be at.
Well, there's ISO, which is standard, and there is an ISO standard.
And I know, again, Terry talks about that in the
Terry
link
talks
that
about
we
that
gave
in an article.
You. So I would check that, because I would hate to tell you, yeah, you wear those, and then, you know.
Cool.
And then you're Mark Rodriguez.
Then talk to Mark this week.
And then you're forever squinting like Mark Rodriguez.
All right. Well, we'll be back shortly to go over that other stuff. Plus, we got a contest coming up, and we have another contest that we have going on.
Yeah, this is
going to
be a fun one.
That's going to be really cool. So we'll be back in just a little bit after these commercials.
Howdy, folks. Moose Peterson here. Kelby won with a class I think is just great for you. You could be saying, well, it's about buying camera gear. Kind of is. You could say it's about packing camera gear. Kind of is. You could be say it's gear for specific tasks, specific storytelling that you need to know about, because it kind of is. It's all those things and more. I'm going to talk about wildlife photography. I'm going to talk about landscape. I'm going to talk about aviation. I'm going to talk about the gear I use, how I pack it, how I get it on site, and then how I use it for specific photographs once I get there. So I've got it all here in one class just for you. So come and check it out only at KelbyOne.com.
Hello, my name is Gabriel Biederman, and in this video, Night Photography, it is my hope to inspire you to capture as well as create better images once the sun goes down. I'm going to go over all the tools that you'll need, as well as share a ton of techniques that'll keep you more proficient in the field. We'll also experience a variety of nocturnal scenarios, from the cityscapes to the stars, and I'm going to lay a solid foundation of lessons that'll keep you clicking well into the night.
My name is Kaylee Greer, and I'm a professional dog photographer. Kelby One has been monumental in this journey of mine. I have the opportunity to pull from years and combine professional experience, like the support system at the touch of a button. KelbyOne.com.
All right, we're back. So we're back here talking about the eclipse, and we're going to go into...
And my phone is ringing.
Yeah. And right as we're going on.
Hi, honey. We're on the grid.
Hello. We got a phone in caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Scott. No, we're not talking about Amazon. Nope, we're not Tesla either.
We did talk about SpaceX a little bit.
We did talk about SpaceX, but we're talking about the eclipse today. It is a good day for it. The eclipse is not today. Oh, Scott says hi, everybody. I don't know if they can hear you. You want to say hi?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Hi, everybody. Greetings from San Francisco.
Oh, wait. You put it on speaker, right?
All right, go
there
ahead.
Go.
Say it again.
Hi, everybody. Greetings from San Francisco.
Wow, it's like a phone
caller.
Wow, it's
like you're right here. We'll put you in the center.
Yeah, there you go. Put you on FaceTime and just hang you right there.
I gotta get back on stage.
All right.
Okay. Hey, we're doing nothing too, so you know, whatever.
Yes.
All right, gotta go. All righty.
All right, so we're back to it, huh? So, well, yeah. So he's probably on that's like what, lunch break there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So. Just doing nothing.
Well, there you go. Now I'm all thrown off. So where were we?
Sorry about that.
Where were we?
Had to take a call.
I got off my agenda. Let's see. No, we were going to talk about, so say you don't have the glasses, you don't have
Well, let's say you have it all, but, you know, you
That's
get
a good
your
point,
shot.
Too. That's a good point. You know. I want to, so both, you've got it all or you don't got any, what can you still do beyond just shooting that shot of the eclipse up close? And there's so many things that you can do mm-hmm. to kind of think outside that box. Mm-hmm. To kind of do it. My big tip for people that I stuff that I've seen is to look up, down, and all around. Basically, that when the eclipse is going on, and let me show you some examples because this is some cool stuff. Is when the eclipse is going on, dappled light becomes very abnormal. Because when we see dappled light, and dappled light being like through tree leaves, through holes and stuff, mm-hmm. Usually we see it as complete. It's like one, it's either shadow, light. The dappled light turns into kind of these weird, kind of like shapes. So you see like
oh, yeah,
these
cool.
weird kind of things with the dappled
really
light.
It's really alien.
Yeah, it does. That's right. dappled light. Mm-hmm. But then during the eclipse, it's going to start looking like that. And that's where a lot of people are just focused right up there at the sun, mm-hmm. and they're not seeing what's going on behind them or around mm-hmm. them. Another thing is going back to like what Larry Becker was talking about with pinholes, that you can do a lot of things with pinholes. That's somebody holding a colander. So they have a pasta strainer, a colander, mm-hmm. and when the eclipse goes through it and when you focus it, you'll actually see these weird crescent patterns of whatever stage the eclipse is at. So you'll see that, or you could hold up a piece of paper that has something cut in it. That's the little hole in a piece of paper. That's one Ritz cracker.
Get out.
Where the hole's in the Ritz cracker, you can focus that in and see the eclipse. So that's another thing. You could see the eclipse. You won't burn your eyes out because you're just seeing a reflection. That's one of those...
like, now, these types of things are really good if you don't have any of the glasses,
exactly.
which everyone, you know, is, they're out of the glasses now.
Well, yeah, and that's, this one is actually something that at my daughter's school that we were going to show them how to do is
oh, really?
This one. Because yeah. the Ritz cracker, I mean, it's already and the holes on a Ritz cracker are almost perfect for doing it.
And then you can eat it afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. You can even cup your hand into a circle, uh-huh. or you can interlace your fingers into little pinholes, and it will make projections of the sun on that day. So these are just cool little techniques to do, you know, while you're out there, just like kind of looking at different ways to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that, like, you know, you could, and then the big thing that, and we saw that in the pictures before, and you were talking about this, is kind of look at reactions of people.
Yeah.
You know, that especially if you're in those areas that are really going to get the full spectrum. I mean, it's, people are going to, it's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never experienced it, but I've seen videos of people experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's really weird in that totality is the animals stop, birds stop chirping. They think, what's going on? It's a different, like, I don't know what to do. I've got to go home. It's nightfall. And it throws off the whole atmosphere. So it gets eerily quiet, you know, stuff like that, mm-hmm. other than the crowd. So taking pictures of that stuff as well can be, you know, those are some of the best moments, mm-hmm. you know, is taking pictures of people in the environment. So just don't get stuck on the sun picture, but the more the environment picture as
right,
well.
Right, right.
So.
And your animals, I guess if you have your animals with you, it'll mm-hmm. be interesting to see how they react to it. Or
I guess it would be. I'm not sure. I mean, it's usually like animals that rely on the, you know, that circadian rhythm,
yeah.
you know, like
wild
insects.
Animals.
And birds, that's the big thing, birds and insects, because they're required.
So you mean all my tree frogs will finally be quiet?
Well, actually, you might actually start hearing tree frogs, because in Florida, right,
I our always
tree,
hear
frogs
tree frogs
come out. Isn't it more
so
at night?
So nothing will change.
Isn't
good.
It more at night? Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think maybe I've never been through one, but maybe we could see, like, maybe the tree frogs start, the birds stop chirping, but the tree frogs light up.
Right.
Because, yeah, I know what you're talking about, too. It is, especially where you're at, you're up in, like, the, like, more
it's
into
very
the
rural.
Woods. Yeah. And, yeah, they're crazy out there. Yeah. Yeah. They got that sound, and everybody's like, what is that? Like, that's tree frogs.
Doesn't sound like
tree
frogs. How big are they?
Yeah, exactly.
Are they the size of a tree?
Yeah. So that's just, you know, different ways to look at it. Now, with that, we were going to run we're running a contest starting on Monday yep. for Kelby One members.
Yeah, this is
so
going to be fun.
We want to have Kelby One members who are in the path. You know, we know that not everybody is, but the people that are in the path that enter your most creative shot of the eclipse.
Yep.
And we are going to pick a winner from there. And we actually, I think, yeah, it's down here.
Well, we're going to let Kelby One members vote on that. Also,
yes,
right?
So mm-hmm. we're going to give away a brand new think tank. This is, which one is this? This is the speed, what is it? The speed, I forget what it's called. It's maybe around here. But anyways, it's a speed bag or something, I forget what it's called.
Well, there's a tag right there.
Yeah. But anyways, we're gonna give that away to the winner of the contest, and we're gonna let Kelby One members vote on that.
It's
so
convertible.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Okay.
I'll find it.
I don't know.
But anyways,
it would be a very big bag for
the Kelby One member who wins that. And we're going to let members vote on that by doing just liking the photos.
Right.
So
that's going to be awesome.
That will be really cool. So just go to the community. If mm-hmm. you're a Kelby One member, you go over to the side, you go to community and then hit discuss. And in there, there'll be a thread that we'll pin for entering a photo contest for that. So that'll
again,
be really cool.
And again, this is going to be for like the most creative.
Yes, for most creative shot.
Right.
So we're looking for somebody who's, again, thinking outside that box. That's why we wanted to show you some of those shots where it's just kind of like different outside the box. It could be something from the crowds, could be with the iPhone, could be with reflections, or that's another one we talk about, reflections of the sun.
Right.
That could be really cool. An environment shot, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and then the community will choose. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the things that, you know, if you can't make it to any part with the eclipse, that NASA has a bunch of coverage of this. That was one of the things that they did.
Oh,
I know when I was over there, they did
mm-hmm.
talk about it. So if you go to that website that I talked about, eclipse2017.nasa.gov, and then you go / Eclipse Live is the site. They're going to have live streams all over the country. They have coverage from the, which I really want to see, is the International Space Station.
Oh, wow.
So the International Space Station is going to be passing over. So it's going to see the shadow being projected onto the Earth a few times during this, like I think three times.
Oh.
So they're going to be passing over and seeing the shadow. So that's going to be really cool. They're doing airplanes, balloons, and then they have 13 places all over the country that they're going to be live streaming this from.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be really cool if you can't make it, you know, and want to see it. That's going to be the best place that I know to go see it would be that, because they're going to have the most coverage. They even have, they're doing some coverage from an aircraft carrier off the coast of Oregon. So that's really cool. So, I mean, because that's where it'll start way out in between Alaska and Hawaii, out way off in the Pacific, and then travel all the way down to South Carolina, and then go all the way out into the middle Atlantic Ocean.
It's pretty wild when you see how far it's we're kind of lucky the way it's going.
Yeah, because it usually doesn't go that long either.
Yeah.
So very cool. Well, yeah. So I don't know. Did I ever show you these shots from the? I got these shots from the. That's the rocket launch the other day. Pretty cool. Huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was at the rocket launch the other day. Yeah, the.
Wow. Look at that.
And that actually they just docked the Dragon spacecraft at the space station today. So it just docked. There's really cool stuff going up there. Like they've got this experiment with Parkinson's disease that's going up with the Michael J. Fox Foundation. which is really, really cool. Yeah, it was, so they're growing protein crystals up on the International Space Station because they can't grow the protein crystals on Earth clear enough to synthesize it or to like to make it or to observe it. But in microgravity, protein crystals grow better. So they sent these up to space to grow the crystals in microgravity to send back to Earth. So hopefully by then they'll be able to actually map the protein structure of this. It's called LARC2 is the name of the protein. And that would lead towards, you know, hopefully some discovery and treatment of Parkinson's disease. Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
Right? And that just went up like in a spacecraft a couple days ago, and now it's orbiting the Earth. So really cool.
Yeah, that's some neat stuff.
Sandy's asking about that website again. It's eclipse2017.nasa.gov. So, but yeah, I mean, that is a wealth of information. There's so much information on that site. I mean, that's like, if you just want to nerd out like me, that's the site you go read for fun.
No one wants to nerd out like you, by the way.
So, but yeah, no, I get into that stuff. I love that stuff. I think it's so cool that we do, you know, there's so many advancements that we've had in society from space exploration.
Yeah,
we don't realize it.
It is. It's cool.
Like, it really is. Like, even you think like water filtration systems that we have nowadays in rural or impoverished areas, that was developed because we had to figure out a way to send people up to space back in the Mir and the Skylab days where they would actually have water when they were miles and miles and miles up off the Earth. So that's really cool. So really neat stuff. And I mean, the space is,
it's far out.
It's far out. It's far out there, right?
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Yeah, no. It is. It really is. So.
So Eric Michaels, Michaelis says, thanks for the tip. I don't know which one she's talking about, but
yeah, awesome.
She's welcome.
Yeah. And then Stephanie's asking, or Stephanie's saying, ooh, maybe I need a time lapse. Time lapse is a great thing to do during this because, I mean, it shows a lot of the perspective of what's going on.
Yep.
And Alex saying, it's only a matter of time before Kleber replaces Scott.
No, replace Scott. That's not going to happen. He keeps calling in.
Oh, replace Scott. That's right. No, he calls in now. That's what it is. Johan's asking about, isn't there an app for your iPhone specific to shooting the eclipse?
I don't know. There might be. If there is, I don't know. I don't know about it. But there certainly could be. There's an app for everything.
Yep.
I've heard of an app, and maybe this is what he's talking about. ProCam 3, maybe something like that. But I don't know. You stumped me.
Yeah. All right. Well, so contest time. So to enter the contest, you go to kelby1.com/webcast-contest, I believe.
Is it /please, Jen?
Yes. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
But anyways,
you go there, like Meredith Scott up there, and you enter the show that you want to enter. So it's the grid. I don't know why we have those other shows because we haven't produced those in years. But you go to the grid, you enter your name, you fill out the comments, and tell us what you want to win. We got the Platypod Ultra, we got the Max, we got the Lens Pro to go, and we've got the book from Moose Pearson, the Alpha to Zulu book. And then if you're a Kelby One member, check out the community because we're going to be running that contest. So
yeah, that's going to be fun.
You could start entering that on Monday. So
yeah, because if you enter it, you know,
if before,
enter it before then,
Monday,
it's going to be suspicious.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be suspicious. Mark is quoting a song right there?
I think he is. Yeah. Total Eclipse of the Heart. That's another thing. You should probably go to iTunes and download that song before you go out.
While you're watching the eclipse, you should be listening to that song, right?
You should be, but unfortunately, you know, like if you're videoing, it won't let you play it at the same time.
That's true.
That's bad.
Let's bring a boombox.
Yeah,
I'm sure everybody that's watching the clips will love that. Have you jamming out?
Oh my God! Do you know do you know that song has probably been downloaded? I would love to know how many times that song's been downloaded now.
Well, we are 7 minutes and 27 seconds over time.
Wrap it up.
So we got to wrap this thing up. Do we have anything else that we need to talk about? We talked about the eclipse live. The official hashtag for the eclipse is hashtag eclipse 2017. So that's the official hashtag, if anybody's wondering. And that's it. That's it.
Hashtag we're out.
Hashtag we're gone. Hashtag wear your safety glasses.
Hashtag I don't have mine yet. Oh, one last thing. This is
you can't see anything when you have these things on. I can see the studio lights. That's the only thing I can see.
Stop staring at them because then I look up there and I'm going to go blind. But you know what? So you can only get them now if you buy them in bulk.
Yeah.
And luckily, I have a really large family, so I went for it. But now I have 25 pairs coming. They should be here any time.
All right. Well, if you need some pairs of glasses, you know where to go.
No,
all right. Well, thanks for joining us here in this total eclipse of the heart episode of The Grid. And Scott will be back next week.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, please. And I don't know. Is there who's the guest next week, Jen? Do you know?
We don't know, but it'll be a real guest.
It won't be one of us.
It'll be cool, and it'll be Scott and somebody cool, not us.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Oh, well.
It's been nice.
Been a pleasure.
Bye, everybody.
All right, bye. See ya.